Welcome to episode 1 of the Promises of the Constitution podcast. In this episode, Pamela introduces herself and how this podcast can bless you, your family, and your community. Through the story of Peter Muhlenberg and our founding as a nation, we can learn to make sense of the nonsense of our day.
Hello, this is Pamela Romney Openshaw, author of Promises of the Constitution, coming to you in what I hope will be the first of many podcasts where I can share with you my love for the Constitution of the United States, this brilliant document that has given us the greatest freedom ever known in the modern world. And I want also to share with you my love for the individuals, the men, the women, and the children who are the founders that gave us that document. Their stories are phenomenal, and I want to share those with you and share with you the principles upon which liberty and freedom are based and the principles that we must maintain in order to keep that liberty and that freedom. But let me tell you a little bit about myself first. I have been married to my husband, Bob, who was a career Air Force officer for 23 years. We have been married now for 52 years, which means that we are old. And because we have had experience in the world, we've been able to see a lot of things. We've been able to figure out a lot of things about how the world works and what are the things that really can bring us happiness. And we've experienced a great many things through our family. We have 8 children, 2 daughters, and 6 sons, and we now have 32 grandchildren with number 33 on the way. It's a wonderful blessing to have these beautiful grandbabies and to have them join our family and to learn from each one of them and see the beauty and the wonder of each of these individuals that come to join us. But that has also helped me understand freedom and why liberty is so important to us as a nation. Let me tell you about our youngest, newest grandchild. Her name is Charlotte Emma, and she is 2 months old. She will be joined by another cousin in another 3 or 4 weeks, and we are excited about that. But little Charlotte Emma is a beautiful baby, and of course you know that I'm not prejudiced on that. She really is a beautiful baby. As I look at her, I think about what I want for her for the future. I want her to be healthy and happy. I want her to have success, to be able to choose what it is she wants to do in her life. I want her to know about God, to know that He's real and that He answers prayers and that He will give her guidance. But I also want her to have liberty. I want her to live in a country that has sound principles and that allows her to make those choices and that doesn't dictate to her in ways that are inappropriate. And I want her to have the prosperity that comes from living in a nation of liberty. Prosperity not defined as wealth, but defined as a sense of well-being, the ability to know that life works for you. And so if this is what I wish for my sweet little Charlotte Emma and all of the rest of my family, it's what I wish for all of you as well. And so there are principles that I want to share with you, principles upon which that well-being and all of those other blessings are founded. So my husband and I spent a year and a half in Italy. And Italy is a beautiful country. Oh, I loved living in Italy for that year and a half. But I must tell you that it is a nation largely without hope because its government has been unstable. It's been locked into socialism now for many decades. And so the Italian people are losing their hope of being able to make wise choices and to be able to live in a culture that's supportive of them. And so when Bob and I returned from Italy, we had seen the difference, and so we decided to begin investigating who and what we are as Americans. We jumped into a study of the Constitution, which both of us fell in love with and just relished that study. I went on to read everything pretty much that I could get my hands on about the Constitution, and then I began teaching for Constitution organizations. I became a founding member of a national roundtable for a Constitution organization. I began writing on the Constitution and have written a newspaper column on that topic, and finally wrote a book called Promises of the Constitution, where I teach the Constitution in short increments, just a page and a half at a time, making it easy, making it simple and pleasant, making it fun for individuals to learn about this brilliant document that governs us. And then went on to create two additional books, a workbook and a parent teacher volume to help families teach about the Constitution, families and homeschools and private schools. Unfortunately, it would be difficult for to use the series completely in a public school system because it mentions God. And with great sadness, of course, we all know that we're not allowed to mention God in the public school system. God is an integral part of the Constitution of the United States. You can't teach the Constitution adequately without teaching about God. And so it has been a joy to me to be able to produce these materials to help other people learn about the Constitution of the United States. So during these podcasts, there are a lot of things that I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about freedom and liberty. They are not the same thing. The terms are often used interchangeably. Even I use them interchangeably sometimes, but they are different concepts, one being greater than the other. And then I want to explain this wonderful document that we call the Constitution. This divinely inspired document, the Founding Fathers talked often of how Providence had intervened to help create the Constitution of the United States. I want to explain its principles to you and give you just an idea of the broad scope from which it operates. And I want to show you what's not working well about the Constitution right now because of changes that have been made and misunderstandings that we have in our culture. I also want to show you that the Declaration of Independence is the foundation for the Constitution of the United States. It kind of acts as a platform for the Constitution. And so we'll talk a lot more about that. But there are some very interesting aspects of the Constitution that have not been brought out in the past. For instance, the American Indians, very specifically the tribes of the Iroquois Confederacy, you probably say that Iroquois, but it's a French word, Iroquois. The Iroquois Confederacy gave us many of the principles that figure into the Constitution of the United States. Usually we look to Europe as the basis for our principles, but there was another very strong principle, and we will get to that later on in our podcasts. But I also want to convey to you this strong Christian basis for the Constitution. Our Christian beliefs, our understanding of the agency of man and the need for obedience and principles such as that have foundationed our government that we live under today that has given us so very many blessings. And I want to share with you just one story of one of our founders. I love this story, and it will help you understand why we have such a Christian base to our nation and our government. During the time of the Revolutionary War, when we were making the decision to separate ourselves from Great Britain and taking the actions to do so, the pastors of America were influential in bringing the people to a state of readiness to declare that independence and then to fight to make it happen. Because you can declare independence, but then you have to work to make it stick. So I want to tell you the story about Peter Muhlenberg. He was a pastor in a series of small churches in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. When the Revolutionary War broke out in April of 1775, now notice that the Declaration of Independence was not signed until July of 1776, so we had 15 months of war before we declared ourselves an independent nation. And it was during that period of time, in December of 1775, that General George Washington called Peter Muhlenberg to him and commissioned him to be a colonel in the Revolutionary Army. He had to gather his own men together to form his own fighting group, and he knew exactly where to find those men. He would find them in the churches that he had been teaching for so many years. And so he sent out a notice to all of those churches that he would preach his last sermon on the last Sunday in January of 1776, and he called all of those individuals to come and join him at that sermon. And as he preached that day, he put his military uniform on underneath his pastoral robes, and as he strode to the pulpit, he addressed his topic for the day was the Ecclesiastes chapter 3. As Peter Muhlenberg strode to the pulpit that day, he wore his military uniform under his pastor's robes, and his topic for the day was Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a time and a season, to every purpose under the heavens. His audience, his congregation, sat leaning forward, listening to him intently as he got to verse 8 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, when he talked about a time for war and a time for peace. At that point, Pastor Muhlenberg stopped and addressed with his congregation the depredations practiced upon the people there in the colonies by the British. And he reminded them of why it was necessary for them to fight for their freedoms and why it was necessary for them to be independent. And then he cast off his pastoral robes as he raised his arm and he said, "Now is the time to fight!" Striding from the pulpit, wearing his military uniform, he walked outside of the little church, and the people of the congregation surged after him. Outside that little church, there were grandmothers pleading with their grandsons to join Peter Muhlenberg in his fight for freedom. There were women giving their husbands permission to go to war. There were parents pleading with children and sisters pleading with brothers. And when that day ended, Peter Muhlenberg had 300 men to march with him to become part of the famed Virginia 8th Regiment that distinguished itself throughout the Revolutionary War. This is one of the examples of how our Christian background has made us who and what we are, and how it played so strongly into becoming the United States of America, one of the greatest nations that has ever occupied this planet. But things are not going very well today, and I want to talk with you about those. And so in each one of the podcasts, I'll be talking to you about things that are happening and what we can do about those things and how families are affected and how we can begin to fix the problems that we're seeing going on in our culture around us today. So my intent is that these podcasts will be 10 to 15 minutes long, and I hope that you will join us. We are going to really, in many ways, be talking about how to make sense out of nonsense, because there's a lot of nonsense going on around us today, and I think together we can make sense of that. I hope that you will go to my website, promisesofthe constitution.com. We have a lot of materials available there for you to peruse, things that will help you as you teach your family, as you strive to better understand the Constitution yourself, as you try and make sense of what's going on around us. You'll be able to purchase there my books and my DVDs. I've presented information that I believe will help you to understand what it is about America and why we are unique. And so the more we strengthen the Constitution, the safer we are. Your family is safer. You are safer as individuals. Our entire culture is safer as we strengthen the Constitution of the United States, because this is our body of law that makes us who we are. It's like a shield of safety. The law that supports us is so very critically important. It's important that it be maintained and sustained. And I want to help you understand that and understand exactly what that law is. The Constitution is such a beautiful Christian document. I hope that you will study it. Our liberty depends on it. Thank you so much. I'll see you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Promises of the Constitution podcast. Be sure to go to Pam's website, promisesoftheconstitution.com, to purchase her books, DVDs, and her online educational courses available to watch on any electronic device.